Hundreds of personal effects found in Mexican killing field linked to hyperviolent cartel Jalisco. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 9, 2025. Hundreds of shoes, clothing, and other personal effects littered the ground on a ranch that had been turned into a killing field and crematorium by cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG. The discovery comes soon after the U.S. government designated CJNG as a foreign terrorist organization and called for its eradication. The discovery came at the hands of the Guerreros Buscadores de Jalisco. This group searches rural areas for the remains of the thousands of individuals who have been abducted by the various cartels that control Mexico. Recently, the group entered a ranch in the municipality of Tichitlan, Jalisco, with the help of Mexico's National Guard. Todo esto se encuentra en el lugar localizado en la página esta el idio completo pic.twitter.com/tqtq4ixf. Guerreros Buscadores de Jalisco, at Guerreros Jalisc, March 8, 2025. Once inside the property, the group quickly discovered a clandestine crematorium, a killing field, and several houses with hundreds of shoes and personal items. Activists also found human remains and ashes. The group began posting videos and photographs of the various items in an attempt to provide clues to the thousands of individuals who had lost loved ones in the region. The property is believed to have also been used as a training area, holding area, and killing field for the fearsome cartel. As Breitbart Texas reported, CJNG is one of the six criminal organizations recently designated by the U.S. Department of State as a foreign terrorist organization. The move is expected to pressure Mexico's government to act against them. The White House publicly called out on various occasions that drug cartels have an intolerable relationship with Mexico's government. The son of the supreme leader of CJNG will spend the rest of his life in a U.S. prison, Breitbart Texas reported on Sunday. On Friday, 34-year-old Ruben El Manchito Jose Guerra González, a U.S.-Mexico dual citizen, went before U.S. District Judge Beryl A. Howell in the District of Columbia. Judge Howell handed down a life sentence in prison plus 30 years and ordered the restitution of more than $6 billion. The sentence follows a weeks-long trial that took place in September 2024, where several top drug lords testified against him. Witnesses singled him as the number two leader of CJNG just under his father, Ruben Nemesio El Mencho Jose Guerra Cervantes. And Mencho remains at large. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.